Adoption. A section of residents from the central region want government to ease up on numerous bureaucratic layers and hefty financial costs associated with the child adoption process. By doing so, the residents said it will help the government in achieving its target of phasing out charitable children's institutions by 2032. Participants at a public participation forum on the proposed regulations to guide implementation of the Children Act 2022 held in Maranga Town on Thursday observed that the amount required for one to adopt a child needs to be reduced from ₱25,000 to ₱10,000. They argued it will lessen the burden on those who want to adopt a child, hence help in phasing out charitable children institutions in the next 10 years. The participants argued that bureaucracies and costs associated with the child adoption process has seen only well-up families succeed in adopting children. The amount required for child adoption should come down so that even middle-class families can adopt a child. The process as it is currently has deterred many families from adopting children, said Anne Wangechi. The residents also called for tightening requirements for foreigners who want to adopt Kenyan children as one of precautionary measures to protect the rights of the local children. James Kinyua, a local resident, said foreigners should even be dissuaded from adopting children, noting that this can boost the war against child trafficking. The amount needed from foreigners who want to adopt Kenyan children should be very high so as to deter them from adopting local children. Also, the fee levied on children welfare societies which are entrusted to carry out adoption processes needs to be reduced, as this will help children in charitable institutions be brought up in a family setup, added Kinyua. The participants further supported the Children's Act for entrusting the National Council of Children, NCCS, with more responsibilities touching on children matters. They hailed ongoing implementation of care reforms that will see children be brought up in family setups. NCCS Director Ms. Lucy Wambura, acknowledging the citizens' contributions on the regulations, said all views will be considered before drafting the final copy. She said with the new act, NCCS is currently working to have a national children database which will help in managing and monitoring welfare of all Kenyan children. Currently we have a fragmented data of children, but with the Children Act 2022, detailed data of all local children will be domiciled with the NCCS, Wambura added. Drafting of the final regulations, Wambura said, will happen after collecting views from all regions, saying public participation has been conducted in all regions except Nairobi, which will be carried out next week. The director further noted that NCCS is no longer registering charitable children institutions, despite the locals calling for reduction of renewal fee of the institutions from ₱3,000 to ₱1,000. We are not registering new children's institutions commonly known as children homes, since the government wants all children to be raised in a family setup. Currently we have about 1,000 children homes in the country, and the numbers in the institutions are reducing as implementation of care reforms takes shape, Wambura explained.